Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And now, Reverend Gordon Kyler.
This morning we lit a candle, and AJ read our reading today about love. And yet our topic today is about the candle we lit last week, which is peace. There's a reason for that. It's not just that I'm behind the times. There actually is a reason for that. And the reason of that, as I was planning our Advent season this year, I thought, could it possibly be more impactful to review the week that we just completed, or the energy we just completed, that being of peace? Because love comes out of faith, which is the first candle. Some churches and denominations do faith, hope, love, and joy. Some do faith, hope, peace, love, and joy. It really doesn't matter. Advent's less than 200 years old. It was not an ancient traditional Christian thing. So we can pretty much do whatever we want. There's no rules. And you know me, I like to break the rules as much as I can anyway, within reason. But love comes out of everything that goes before. It's a process. So today we're going to look at peace. How many of you experienced real peace this week? You don't have to raise your hand if you didn't. That's okay. We live in a world that oftentimes doesn't seem very peaceful. Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Jesus, who is called the Prince of Peace. Before Jesus, there were teachers of peace. The Buddha came 600 years or so before Jesus and looked around him and said, "Why are we suffering? We have all that is needed within us. God, or whatever you choose to call it, is within us. The kingdom of heaven is within us." He used different words, different culture, but it's the same thing. And then 600 years later, Jesus came and said, the Buddha taught about releasing suffering, releasing our attachments to what is going on around us, to the drama, not just the physical things. And Jesus said, but I have come to bring you peace. He was called the Prince of Peace. And yet we still don't have peace. And I'm going to start out by telling you something about that. We will never have peace on earth. It is impossible until we have peace in ourselves. That's when it will happen. It cannot be done by governments. It certainly cannot be done by military groups. It can't be done by protesting. It can't be done by marching. It has to be done within. Because what we create within, the energy that we move and live and have our being as, is what we will manifest in the world. And when enough of us are in that vibration of peace, we will then have peace on earth. We got a ways to go, but it's not impossible. And so today we're going to look at just precisely what it means to have peace and how maybe we can move more into that vibration of peace on an individual level. Advent is the perfect time to do this. It's a season of reflection. It's a season of anticipation, and most importantly, it is a season of preparation. But preparation for what? To celebrate the birth of somebody who probably wasn't born on December 25th, 2,000 years ago? Or is it a time to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Christ light into our own hearts? And I'm even going to change that a little bit, because the Christ light is already there. It's for a reawakening, a remembering that the Christ light is within us, that we are the light of God expressing. So today, our topic, the full title is The Light of Stillness, Embracing the Peace Within. Because no matter how you may be feeling in this moment, no matter what may be going on around you, there is peace within you. We sometimes forget it's there. We get caught up in the drama of the world. And so we celebrate that reawakening to that Christ that is already within us and the peace that that brings. In unity, just to be clear, we affirm that the Christ is not just an external figure, a person who was born 2,000 years ago, but a divine presence within each and every one of us, regardless of religion or anything else. The Christ is in every human being that ever has been, will be, and is. And it's waiting to be born anew in our day-to-day lives. Advent invites us into stillness so that we can prepare our hearts for a sacred birth. Myrtle Fillmore wrote this: "We know that God is spirit, everywhere present always. There is no place where God is not. So we can turn to God at any time, in any place, and we shall find peace and joy and satisfaction." But how do we do that? When all the world is falling apart around us, which, by the way, it's been doing since the beginning of time, so don't worry about it. When all the world is falling apart around us, when there's chaos, when there's arguing, when there's conflict, no matter what is going on, we can turn within, become still, and embrace the peace that is already there. So how does Advent call us to do that? How does it call us into stillness and preparation? How does the story of Christ's birth teach us about finding peace in unexpected places? Well, let's begin by taking a moment and turning within ourselves. I know we already meditated once this morning, but you can't do it too much. So I invite you, if you're comfortable, to close your eyes and take a deep breath. And with each inhale, allow yourself to become still. Hear the sounds of the room, the furnace running, the sounds from our children, from the kids down the hall, maybe traffic. And let it go. Right here, right now, in this room, in you, and in me, there is peace. There is stillness. It is here that we find the love that God is, that we are, in our hearts, in the stillness. And so, having created that moment of stillness now, you may open your eyes. Where'd you all go? There you are. Advent is a season of preparation, as I said, a time to reflect on what it means to welcome the Christ into our lives. It's not just about preparing our homes with gifts and decorations. It's about preparing our hearts. And in unity, we teach that the Christ light is the divine essence in each of us. And that's the light that we celebrate, that divine essence, during Advent and Christmas. And during Kwanzaa, and during Diwali, and during whatever holiday anybody celebrates anywhere in the world. Maybe we could even do it 365 days a year. Celebrate that Christ, that idea. Charles Fillmore wrote in The Revealing Word, "Christ is the divine idea of humanity, the perfect word or idea of God which unfolds a divine plan of peace, love, and perfection in and through us." But how do we connect to that? How do we allow peace to fulfill in our lives? And the answer is become still. Become still. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." That verse right there is the cornerstone of our unity teachings. Be still and know that I am God. And in that knowing, know that I am is you. I am is the name of God. Your name, put after I am, is you expressing as God. And we get back into that awareness when we become still. It reminds us that when we step away from the noise of the outer world, we discover the sacred presence within us. And so during Advent, we are called to slow down and embrace the stillness, which is kind of a paradox because this time of year, it seems like the world gets busier, bustling around with all the holiday activities. But Advent reminds us that spiritual preparation happens in the quiet moments. Think about Mary. When the angel Gabriel appeared to her with the incredible news that she would give birth, have you ever thought about what Mary did not do? She didn't go, oh my gosh, I can't give birth. I'm not married yet. Or, oh my gosh, I gotta get the room ready. Or, oh my gosh, I gotta go tell Elizabeth. Or what about Joseph? Oh my gosh. No. She didn't rush into action. Instead, she paused and reflected and ultimately responded with faith and trust, saying, here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Let it be. In Unity, we teach that Mary's response reflects the divine feminine within each of us, that receptive, still trusting part of our spiritual nature. Myrtle Fillmore described it when she said, we develop a consciousness of faith by trusting God, even in times of uncertainty, by keeping quiet and turning to the source within us, as Mary did. If she'd been a man, she probably would have jumped up and tried to fix everything. We're men, I admit it. That's our first reaction, most of us. But no, she said, wait, what's happening? What's the truth in this moment? What's the purpose? Advent invites us to follow her example. In the stillness, we prepare ourselves to receive the Christ light and to discover peace in unexpected places. That whole Christmas story, especially Christmas Eve, is about finding peace in unexpected places. Think about it. Mary and Joseph are in the midst of a journey to be counted in a census, in an occupied land. And when they arrived, there was no room for them at the inn. I'll let you in on a little secret. There was no inn at all. Bethlehem was a tiny little village. But they had nowhere, according to the story, to stay when Mary went into labor. And so Jesus, the light of the world, was born in a humble manger, surrounded by animals. And yet this moment became one of the most profound expressions of peace and hope in human history. The angels proclaimed to the shepherd, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill to all. That message wasn't delivered in a temple. It wasn't delivered in a synagogue or a palace. It was delivered out on a quiet hillside to ordinary people. In the midst of the hubbub of the Roman world, in the midst of all the worries and struggles of daily life, this message was delivered. This message teaches us that peace is not about perfect circumstances. We all think everything has to be perfect for there to be peace. No. Peace does not come from everything going according to plan. And when we realize that, we'll begin to experience more peace. Rather, peace is a state of being, a gift we receive when we turn within and connect to divine presence. Eric Butterworth, one of our greatest Unity ministers and author, wrote in Discover the Power Within You, the kingdom of heaven is not a place, but a state of consciousness. It is the discovery of the divine dimension within you. That's the kingdom of heaven. It's not going to come at some far-off future date. You're not going to find it when you die. It's here now within you when we get to that vibration, that state of consciousness. And the Christmas story reminds us that that peace is always available to us, even in the midst of challenges. Look at our world today. We argue over who should or should not be a president or a leader. We argue about economies. We argue about, the list goes on and on and on. But what if we were anchored in peace? What if we were in that consciousness? And we realized that that's just stuff going on out there. Peace is here. Mary and Joseph found peace in a manger. We can find peace by turning within to our own hearts. That's what the symbology of the stable and the manger is. It's our own heart. And we can embrace the Christ light. When life feels overwhelming during the holidays, remember this. Peace is not something we find in the world. It is something we bring to the world when we connect to the light of stillness. It's important to remember. Peace is not something we find in the world. It is something we bring to the world. How many of you want to bring peace to the world? I didn't see a lot of enthusiasm there. Okay, maybe we better go back to basics. I want to bring peace to the world. How about you? Okay, the back in the booth, they want to bring peace to the world. And they're working to do it by spreading our message beyond our walls. Thank you. I know you all do. So how do we do it? How do we embrace stillness and peace during Advent? You'll notice that the last couple weeks, I've given you three steps for everything we've talked about. And have you caught on to the fact that many of them are the same steps? Have you noticed that? There's a reason. They work. So these are three practices we can use that are rooted in unity teaching and rooted in the teachings of the Christ and the Buddha and every great teacher the world has ever known to bring peace no matter what is going on around us. First, take time every day to meditate. Take a few minutes. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just sit in the silence for 3 minutes maybe. 3 minutes is not long. Sit in the silence and connect to the Christ light within you. This is what Myrtle Fillmore did. And she described it when she said, "Go to God quietly and see what God has for you. In the silence, Spirit speaks." Jesus would go out into the wilderness and sit in the silence to reconnect with the Christ within himself. You can light a candle. You can focus on your breath. Repeat a simple affirmation in your meditation, such as, "I am still. I am at peace. The Christ light within me radiates love and harmony." When you're in Walmart and the line is real long and you got to do your own checkout and everything's crazy, stop for a moment and say, "The Christ light within me radiates love and harmony," or something similar. It will have an impact not only on you, but you'll notice, especially if you say it out loud. Another thing we can do is pray for peace, affirm peace. In unity, we use affirmative prayer. And so we can affirm spiritual truths to align ourselves with the divine presence. We can say things like, "I am a vessel of divine peace. Peace flows through me and blesses the world. The light of Christ brings peace to every heart." That's a good one, especially if the people around you are exhibiting less than peaceful behaviors. As you pray, visualize peace radiating from within you, blessing your relationships, your community, and the world. Another thing we can do is take moments to be mindful throughout the day. Stillness does not require hours of time. It can be just a few seconds. Look for moments during the day when you can become still. Maybe when you light your Christmas tree, think about reflecting light into the world. Before a family gathering, and some families maybe especially before a gathering, take a deep breath and affirm, "I am centered in peace." When you feel overwhelmed, which is easy to do this time of year, stop for a moment and silently say, "Be still and know that I am God." These practices can help us stay grounded whatever the world is bringing to us in the moment, no matter what the season brings. So in conclusion, as we prepare for Christmas, let us remember that the greatest gift we can give ourselves and the world is stillness. In the quiet, we reconnect with the Christ light that is us, the light that brings peace, that brings love, that brings hope to ourselves and to the world as a whole. For as Charles Fillmore said, Christ is the light of the world that shines in and through every human being. This light is not something we have to seek or earn outside of ourselves. It's already within us. It's already within us. So let us close with an affirmation together. I'll say the whole thing first, and then I'll say it in pieces, and you can repeat it back, and then I'll say it again. And Maria, if you're hearing this, would you please put this, I'll send it to you, would you please put this on our Facebook page? All right, it's this. Centered in the stillness of spirit, I prepare my heart for the Christ light. I am at peace, and I share peace with the world. Take a breath and repeat after me. Centered in the stillness of spirit, I prepare my heart for the Christ light. I am at peace, and I share peace with the world. And if you got it, you can say it with me now. Centered in the stillness of spirit, I prepare my heart for the Christ light. I am at peace, and I share peace with the world. Can you feel it? Take this affirmation into your heart as you move through the coming days, and you will notice, you will experience peace. And then you'll be able to be filled with love. So may the light of stillness illuminate your path, and may the peace of Christ fill your heart this Christmas season. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.